狮子和鳄鱼 The Lion and the Crocodile. One year, the great African grassland suffered a serious drought. The grass withered. Wildebeest and antelope migrated. A mother lion gave birth to two cubs that year. With fewer prey to hunt, the lion family often went hungry. Life was hard. One day, the mother lion came to the riverside to take a drink of water and found that the body of water had become considerably more narrow. There was a crocodile in the middle of the shallow river, exposing its back, lying motionless in the sun. The lion wanted to make the crocodile its meal. She climbed up a tree, leaning towards the middle of the river, quietly approaching the crocodile. She pounced, but the lion's claws had barely touched the crocodile's back when the crocodile flipped and dove into deep water. The lion then fell into the water. She looked around to find a way out. But then the crocodile suddenly bit her hind leg. The lion tried her best to flee back to the shore. A chunk of the lion's hind leg was torn off by the crocodile. Hungry and in pain, the lion suddenly had a plan. She would lie down on the shore and play dead. The crocodile saw the lion fall in the riverbank, leaving a pool of blood. She thought that the lion was unable to walk and was going to die. She wanted to take more meat from the lion, so she climbed out of the water. The lion saw that the crocodile had fallen for the trick. She suddenly turned around and wrapped her front paws tightly on the crocodile's back. The crocodile could not escape. She begged, "I have babies to feed. Can you let me go?" The lion replied, "You injured me, so I won't be able to hunt for a while, and my two little cubs will go hungry. I cannot let you go." The crocodile then suggested, "The water in the river has gone down. The fish are concentrated, so it's easy for me to catch them. If you release me, I can fish for you to keep your family from going hungry." Hearing this, the lion said, "That sounds like a good idea. I can release you. But I heard that you crocodiles cry when eating prey. Crocodile tears is a famous idiom. I doubt you will keep your word. How do I know I can trust you?" The crocodile then said, "People misunderstand us. We cry when feeding on land, because if we stay on land too long, our eyes need to be wet. We're not hypocritical. Actually, I always keep my promises. I am very trustworthy." The lion warned, "Okay, you promised to send me fish when I need them. If you go against your promises, I will never let you go when I catch you again." "I will be true to my word," the crocodile promised. The lion then loosened her paws and said, "Well then, you go and catch a big fish for me now." The crocodile went into the water and disappeared. Half an hour passed, and the lion was worried that the crocodile had breached their agreement. Then the crocodile was back. She opened her mouth and put down a big fish on the shore. The two cubs were happy to see their limping mom carrying the big fish back. After they ate the fish, they licked the wounds on her mother's leg with their tongues and helped her to heal. The crocodile kept her promise. Whenever the lion came to the river with the shout, she would immediately catch a big fish and bring it to shore. The mother lion and her children were no longer starving, and her leg healed quickly. It went on like this for some time. One day, the sky became dark, with clouds rolling in, and then came thunder, lightning, and pouring rain. The storm lasted for several days. The dry grassland quickly came back to life, and the grass grew quickly. The wildebeest and antelope returned, and the lions were no longer worried about hunting for food. They didn't ask the crocodile for help for a few days. One day, the lion thought that she should express her gratitude to the crocodile and went to the river. The lion saw that the river had flooded and the water surface had grown wider, and that the slanted tree was all covered by water. The crocodile seemed to have gone without a trace. The lion roared for the crocodile, and the crocodile heard it, thinking that the lion had come for fish again. She hurried to catch a fish, but the fast current made it even more difficult for her to see any fish in the muddy water. The more she hurried, the more difficult it was to catch any fish. The crocodile then swam to the riverside and said to the lion, "Sorry, it's not that I do not keep my promise, but because of the flooding, the water is now wide and muddy. It's more difficult to catch fish. I'm afraid that you waited too long. Would you please wait more time on the shore? I'll go back to the river and try again." The lion replied, "No wonder it took you so long to answer me. I didn't come here for fish. Many antelopes are on the prairie, so we don't go hungry anymore. I came to thank you for helping my family get through the difficult time." The crocodile smiled and shook her head. "No problem. It wasn't necessary for you to come specifically thank me." The lion asked with concern, "I just heard you say it's hard to catch fish now. I wonder if your family will go hungry." The crocodile answered, "Yeah, catching fish is more difficult now, but I will try my best to overcome." The lion vowed, "We became friends in spite of our last encounter, as you kept your promise to help us survive. Now you're having difficulties, and it's my turn to help you. Please wait, I'll go catch an antelope for you." Upon saying those words, the lion went home immediately. She led the two lion cubs to stalk a group of antelope. Soon, they caught one. The lion carried the antelope to the river, and the two cubs followed behind. The mother lion roared loudly. The crocodile heard her and swam across the river carrying several little crocodiles on her back. She thanked the lion. The crocodile family feasted on fresh meat that day. They didn't need to eat for several days, and they didn't even have to catch a fish. The lion continued to capture one antelope every few days for the crocodile family. After the storm, the water returned to normal. The water level gradually lowered back down. The lions and crocodiles went back to a happy life of hunting and fishing. Through turbulent times that nature brought about, the lions and crocodiles helped each other and became good friends.